Istanbul's historic sites, from the ancient Hippodrome to the Blue Mosque and Sultan's Palace, are among Turkey's biggest tourist draws. But the peninsula where these historic sites are located is in danger of being struck off the United Nations World Heritage List and relegated to its list of World Heritage in danger. Turkey has until tomorrow to show the UN that it's serious about protecting the country's cultural heritage. But as Julia Rook reports, Turkey is also neglecting many more potential tourist attractions.
Istanbul is an archaeological treasure trove. These craftsmen are restoring an 18th century Quranic school, part of Istanbul's second largest mosque. When construction began on an underwater tunnel linking the two halves of Istanbul, workers uncovered the ancient port of Constantinople. Today, that same tunnel is in danger of having the city struck off UNESCO's heritage list. The prospect of traffic flooding the historic peninsula is unthinkable to Dr. Zeynep Ahunbey, a local archaeologist and advisor to UNESCO.
75,000 cars will pass from this tunnel. That's the daily traffic, and you can imagine how much pollution it will cause, noise and gases.
It's not just pollution. UNESCO says that scores of Ottoman villas have been destroyed, and the 1,500-year-old city walls are being left to crumble. So if Istanbul's top tourist spots are being neglected, imagine what's become of the city's lesser-known treasures. I travelled west to the suburb of Küçükçekmece.
We are standing on an antique city called Regium. The first excavations took place here in 1940s.
Halden Solmaztürk grew up here. He's a former military general and an archaeology enthusiast. He saw the city after it was excavated.
I was a small child then, and I saw the streets, the agora, the chapel, the palace, the columns standing. But then, for some reason, it was abandoned, and gradually it turned into a kind of rubbish dump.
Given that the city's been buried for over three decades, I was surprised that the locals I spoke to knew about it. So why the rubbish?
Yes, it's a shame, but it's not my fault. It's the crime by those people who are at higher levels.
This passerby blames the authorities. General Solmaztürk says he spent years battling with all of them, local and national.
Yes, I wrote to mayor, I wrote to Minister of Cultural Affairs, I wrote to Istanbul governor, I wrote to several people. Yes, so far, at least, they stopped, you know, dumping rubbish here.
Solmaztürk recently brokered a deal with Istanbul University for an area survey. His dream is to see the city excavated for posterity. But there are locals who prefer the past to remain buried. They came from the provinces in search of work. They built small cottages for themselves, illegally, right here on this archaeological site. There are tens of thousands of these homes around the city, so much so that they've become a political constituency. If the archaeologists come and start digging this field, would that be a good thing?
No, it wouldn't be nice. I've been living here for about 44 years. We have a very nice neighborhood here. We know this is not a legal settlement, so we are afraid of being kicked out.
Şişmek Deniz is the man who takes the flak for the dismal state of Istanbul's antiquities. He's responsible for preservation in the city. He says the rubble will soon be removed. And he puts a positive spin on the story. He says UNESCO's threat to put the city on its endangered list is a useful bargaining chip with the Turkish government.
İstanbul'un kültür mirasının korunmasında sit alanların...
Of course, we use UNESCO criteria as a tool for legitimizing our demands for budgets.
But for how much longer will UNESCO keep nudging Turkey along with threats? If Istanbul's tourist spots are reclassified as World Heritage in danger, it would be a humiliating blow for the government. Dr. Zeynep Achembey warns that the Bosphorus tunnel could become the straw that broke the camel's back.
Since some years, there has been several warnings, and this last tunnel, which I told you about, is like the last drop, you know.
For The World, this is Julia Rook in Istanbul.